This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Becoming a parent can be exhilarating, but sometimes children turn out differently than parents hoped. Maybe they're deaf or they have autism. Maybe they're gay or they go on to commit crimes. Writer and scholar Andrew Solomon is the author of Far From the Tree, Parents, Children, and the Search for Identity. He'll speak at UAB later today. In the book, he looked at how parents managed to find profound meaning in raising exceptional children, as he explains to WBHM's Gigi Dubam.
All of us who have children who have flaws and shortcomings, and none of us, given the opportunity, would exchange those children for other, better children instead. We get very attached to the children we have. And so it shouldn't be so surprising that these parents, who initially feel overwhelmed by the difficulty of having a child who's different, ultimately become attached to that child, and ultimately become attached in many instances even to the ways in which that child is different.
You talk about how parents of children with a disability or parents of children with autism or parents of gay children, how they found tremendous meaning being parents to these children. Why does that become such a meaningful experience? What about it makes it so meaningful?
Well, I always think of what one mother of two children with very severe disabilities said to me. She said, people always give us these little sayings like, God doesn't give you any more than you can handle. But children like ours are not preordained as a gift. They're a gift because that's what we have chosen. And I think there is a real element of choice. I think parents have children who present a set of challenges for which they were ill-prepared, and they have to make up their mind whether they're going to spend the rest of their lives mourning the tragedy of having those children or whether they're going to set out to find meaning in the experience.
Do you think that it is a conscious decision on the part of these parents, or is it just sort of the natural progression of things? Do you sort of evolve or grow into becoming that loving and accepting parent?
Well, look, plenty of parents have children who are different in various ways and put them up for adoption and don't form that bond. My book was really about the ways that people manage to find meaning, and it was interviews with families who have found meaning. I think most families, when they're given a child who isn't exactly what they had in mind, have an initial period of resistance and anger, and then they come to a period of more or less acceptance, and then ultimately emerge sometimes into celebration. And I really wanted to look at how you get from one of those to the other.
What was it like for you growing up as a gay child in your family?
My family was not very enthusiastic about having a gay child, and I can remember my mother when I was little trying to push me toward things. I mean, one of the stories that I'll tell in the lecture is of the time when I was little and we went to a shoe store, and the shoe salesman said at the end of our getting shoes, my brother and my mother and me, that my brother and I could have balloons to take home, and my brother wanted a red balloon and I wanted a pink balloon. And I remember my mother saying that she thought I'd really rather have a blue balloon. And I said, no, I really wanted the pink one. And she reminded me that my favorite color was blue. So in the end, my favorite color is blue, but I'm still gay. So a parent's positions have some influence, but can't utterly transform someone. And for me, it was a real struggle. And I set out to write the book in part to forgive my parents for not being more immediately accepting of who I was.
I mean, I can imagine, though, after all of the parents that you've since spoken with through your work, that you have a different perspective on where they were at the time.
I think most parents confronted with children who are different in some way have to go through a journey to acceptance. And I used to think that love and acceptance were the same thing. I hadn't really drawn a distinction. And over the course of this work, I came to think that parents love their children ideally and usually from the time those children are born, but that acceptance is a process and it takes time. And that for children to end up having the feeling that they are fully accepted requires a real negotiation between parents and children. And I had experienced the deficits in my parents' acceptance as deficits in their love. And as I did this work, I came to understand that they had always loved me, that they struggled to accept me, that most parents struggled to accept their children, and that really, all things considered, they hadn't done such a bad job by me.
That's WBHM's Gigi Dubam speaking with Columbia University Medical Center's Andrew Solomon. He gives a talk at UAB later today. UAB does support WBHM's programming, but WBHM's news and business departments operate separately.